Refuting compromise. What does begat really mean?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, in Genesis chapters 5 and 11, we read the word begat over and over again. But what does that word mean, and why is it even important?
Well, Mark, I often tell people that these genealogy passages are great ones to read right before you try to go to sleep. So-and-so begat so-and-so begat so-and-so. You know, while they may sound like boring passages in the Bible, they're actually very important. Let me explain. The reason these genealogies are there is to show that all people are descendants of one man, Adam, and that the Son of God stepped into history to be our relative, to die for the descendants of Adam. By the way, if the word begat means a direct father-son relationship, then this means that the secular dates for civilizations like the Egyptians and so on are wrong. It also means Noah's flood occurred about 4,500 years ago. Creationist scholars have found that nowhere in the Old Testament does the word begat, in the Hebrew language, mean anything other than direct father-son or mother-daughter relationships. This is just another reason why Christians should never trust the fallible words of man, but only the infallible word of God.
Ken Ham has written a fascinating booklet on how a lack of belief in biblical authority has fueled today's culture wars. For some fascinating reading, go to our website, answersradio.com. The booklet is free at answersradio.com.